You're listening to SBS News.
The year is 1799. The Napoleonic Wars are underway. French captain Pierre Bouchard was supervising the restoration of an old fort near the town of Rosetta when he found a block of basalt, 114 centimetres high and 72 centimetres wide, inscribed with three different types of writing. He immediately realised its importance to the scholars who had accompanied the French army to Egypt. In fact, the Rosetta Stone is probably the most important archaeological artefact in the world today. In a lecture at Gresham College in London, Professor Richard Parkinson explained its significance was quickly understood.
It was immediately realised that it must be important because it had the same text, the same contents written in three different scripts, one of which was Greek, which of course all of Napoleon's scholars could easily understand.
Today, the stone is in the British Museum in London. Professor Parkinson explains how it got there.
And then there was a slightly unseemly episode after the defeat of Napoleon. The Treaty of Alexandria was very much concerned with people getting their hands on the antiquities and above all the Rosetta Stone. The French accounts of how it ended up in English hands, oddly enough, differ very strongly from the English accounts. It is now much to the annoyance of all French Egyptologists in the British Museum.
A new exhibition at the British Museum tells the story of that remarkable discovery, and it was a French researcher in the end who managed to decipher the stone. More than 240 objects chart the journey from early failed attempts to understand the mysterious symbols to correspondence between Thomas Young and Jean-François Champollion, the Frenchman who finally cracked the code in 1822. Ilona Rogalski is the exhibition's curator.
For a long time, hieroglyphs were considered symbols. They were considered to have magical meanings, to contain secret knowledge. And this was a perception that really lived on through the Middle Ages, through the Renaissance, and actually well into the 17th century. And the decipherment really made us understand that hieroglyphs, although they look like pictures, they represent a spoken language.
Once the hieroglyphs were deciphered, scholars were able to learn so much more about ancient Egyptians. While stories of the elites had been written about for centuries by Roman historians and others, Ms. Rogalski says understanding hieroglyphs offered insights into the lives of ordinary people.
So we could suddenly read a lot of the written material that the ancient Egyptians left behind, little scribbles on pieces of papyrus, but also monumental hieroglyphs on tomb walls, on temple walls. And we could suddenly have an insight into what people were thinking, how they were experiencing the world. We could read their shopping lists, their love poetry, their literature, and also monumental inscriptions, of course. So it really unlocked an entire civilization for us.
The exhibition includes loans of objects from national and international collections, some of which are rarely on public display. The museum hopes these items will help visitors reflect on the lives of these ancient people.
I think people associate ancient Egypt with the afterlife, with beautiful temples and beautiful tombs. But of course, this is the material that has mostly survived, that visitors are familiar with. But I hope that we can also show that this was a civilization, a human culture like our own, very much like our own, and that people were communicating with each other and had worries and issues that are very similar to ours.
Professor Parkinson says the Rosetta Stone is probably the most popular exhibit in the British Museum. He says it's a symbol of our basic urge to communicate, and as such, has reached an almost mythical status.
It has become an icon of humanity's attempts to understand other cultures and other things. It has become the subject of novels, of Japanese cartoons, and is by far the best-selling bit of merchandise in the whole of the British Museum's commercial paraphernalia.
But while it may be a tourist magnet in Britain, prominent Egyptian archaeologists have this month renewed their call for the return of the Rosetta Stone to Egypt. The Archaeologists Online campaign has gathered 2,500 signatures so far. Monica Hanna, the acting dean of the College of Archaeology in the Egyptian city of Aswan, says their campaign aims to tell Egyptians what has been taken from them. Alan Lee, SBS News.